What happens when two...
I found this adoption agency.
...turns into five.
She comes with two younger siblings.
In an instant.
Three kids?
And one?
From the creators of Daddy's Home.
We might have a little bit of a knack for this.
Oh, no!
I beg to differ.
...comes Instant Family, the feel-good movie for everyone.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Thanks, Daddy.
Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Should we give them a kiss goodnight?
You guys are overthinking this.
Rose Byrne and Octavia Spencer. Instant Family. In cinemas February 14. Certificate 12A. Book tickets now.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to another bomb.com episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host, Chantel, and I have my lovely and eternal guest host with me, my lovely Marie Rose.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. So it's Labor Day weekend, and I haven't seen you since Friday when we ate our body weight and cupcakes. How in the H have you been since then? I think I've still been a little miserable.
But those cupcakes were awesome.
They were ridiculous.
I haven't had that much sugar in a long time.
So you guys, here's what went down. So we went to lunch on Friday and we went to go meet a mutual friend. Our friend was running a little late. The place we were going to have lunch at just so happened to be directly next door to this heavenly cupcake-ery.
Cupcake-ery.
So whilst we waited... We decided, oh my God, let's just go check out what they have at the cupcake-ery. And so we did. So geniuses that we are, we decided, oh, let's get this 12-pack of mini cupcakes.
Well, they had such a wonderful selection.
Right. Marie's about to sell it. Listen.
And it was, you can't pick just one.
No, you really can't. You really can't. So yeah, we legitimately got this 12-pack of mini cupcakes. And we ate 11.
It was a variety pack.
And we ate 11. We saved one for our friend. Just the one lonely one. And it's not out of kindness. It's because we physically couldn't get it down.
We were so
That's
sick.
The kind of friend we are.
We were so physically ill from all the sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Before lunch.
Whilst we waited for our other friend. So then we have, like, we're feeling physically ill. And I tell Marie, I'm like, I had five. And I'm like, I just can't. Like, I will vomit right here. So she's like, oh, we'll just save it. So we're sitting there just kind of looking at each other and looking around in misery. And she goes,
happy misery.
Sure. And so she goes, you know what? I think she'll be here in a few minutes. Let's just go next door and we'll order and maybe start eating. I need something to absorb the sugar. So we proceed to go next door and eat this bomb chicken salad sandwich with like whatever. I don't even care what was on the side. Like the sandwich was so good. But on top of 1,000 mini cupcakes, which is what it felt like in my stomach at the time. Oh my God. Misery.
For me it worked because I had a croissant with, you know, the sandwich and it did. It soaked up the sugar and.
No, it was good.
It took me a while, but I felt better.
I did too. And I felt even better when I got home and slept it off. Because then I was in a sugar coma. Like, oh my God. And you know, it's the icing. If I just eat the cupcake, I'm straight. It's the icing that jacks me up.
All the sugar.
Yeah. So I usually scrape the icing off. But in this case, I was like, oh, they're mini.
They're mini.
Surely the sugar is also mini.
Oh my God, your logic kills me.
So... The calories are mini.
Yeah, but then you eat five or six of them. Oh,
God. I did.
But Minis. They were so good.
They were super good, you guys. If you're ever in our town, we're going to feed you your body weight's worth of mini cupcakes.
Cupcakes and chicken salad sandwiches.
Yeah, at the cupcake-ery. So how was the rest of your weekend? Because I haven't seen you since the cupcake incident.
It was good. Laid back. Went up to my boyfriend's house and hung out with him and on his buddies and watched the FSU-Alabama game. And like I said, just hung out and ate and ate. And napped.
And ate and ate.
And napped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar. I haven't napped this weekend.
Oh, I have.
It's been so... I've been really busy this weekend. It's... Okay, so there was the cupcake incident on Friday. Friday night, I did a live tweet with the Fright Fam on Twitter.
Fun.
Yes, so fun. And I invited you to the one last week, and you said no, because they're scary movies, and Marie doesn't do scary.
No, I get nightmares.
So this week we watched He Never Died. And if you haven't seen that, it's a Henry Rollins treat for the eyes. I mean, you know, it was a pretty cool movie. So just watch it. Netflix. Don't chill after because then you won't watch it. So then Saturday, one of my cousins is getting married next year. And so we went wedding dress shopping.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was so cool. So it was, obviously, she was there. We invited her. And and both of our moms. It was like, you know, we got to hang out in the lap of luxury. It was this, like, it was like Say Yes to the Dress. Have you ever watched that?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually used to work at a bridal store.
What?
Yeah.
You guys, the things I find out about her. Yeah. I've known you for 100 years. Like, how did I not know that?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you do? Did you find dresses for people?
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yes,
I would. Hold you in much higher regard now.
I would let them pick their dresses.
And then you would say no.
And then I'd be like, okay, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go pick out dresses that I thought would match their body type and personality.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. I never knew this about you.
Yeah.
You'd think my guides would have told me. So it was a very cool experience. So the girl that we worked with or that my cousin worked with was very nice and kind of, you know, went through the questions and then picked out like 3 or 4 different styles, like completely different, just to really get a gauge of what she's going to want. And she had a pretty specific idea when she got there. But seriously, the first dress, like hands down, my favorite one, like we were all just like, oh, my God. And I didn't want to be like, I'm her maid of honor or matron of honor because I'm married, but I don't want to be like, oh no, don't, that's stupid, don't get that color or that cut, or, you know, I don't want to be that girl that's like on the reality show and being a total B.
Well, they do that for the reality shows.
Yeah. So I'm like, whatever you like, we will like just got whatever, you know. But she really was surprised because what she actually wanted, she ended up not liking.
Yep. That's usually the way it works. Yeah,
it was pretty cool. So she didn't say yes to any dress that night or that day, but it was still really cool. So
third visit.
The third? Really?
It's usually the third shop you hit is where you find the one that you love.
Interesting. Interesting. So let me ask you this. So she had asked if they would tell her who the designer was of this, like these two dresses that she really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they didn't have that information. Is that true?
Probably not.
See, we knew it.
I always knew who it was.
They said, no, we have like a number system. That's how it is in our...
And that may be true. The thing is, they don't want you to shop around.
Right, right. See,
Did they cut the tags out of the dresses?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. In any event, I don't want to bore you guys with this, but we went wedding dress shopping and it was really cool. And she looked so pretty in like every dress. And I mean, I remember like when Sean and I were getting married, I went to a bridal shop with my mom. I picked up a dress from the rack, tried it on. We picked out a veil. We were done. Like, I tried on like the one dress and that was it. And the veil cost more than the dress.
Oh my goodness.
Right. And the veil was like $130. So I'm not even kidding about this. We were there for like 45 minutes and we were out. Like, I was like, yep, nope, we're done. And so this will be a far different experience, but it's a little more formal. And, you know, if I had to do it again, I'd probably still do the same thing because I'm like, I don't care. It's a party in the end. Like, we say I do and we party.
Right.
That's all it is. Like, nobody could give two craps about what you're wearing.
The ceremony's quick because everyone's there for the party afterwards.
Right. Right. So outside of that, I mean, I hung out with my mom a lot this weekend, which was really cool. we're always so busy that we just don't have the luxury of doing that. So it was a really nice change of pace.
Yeah, and you've got a pretty cool mom.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. Let's see. I also bought a lot of candles this weekend.
Like for you?
Yeah, like for the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I bought steaks the size of my Jeep.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. They were delicious. I cleaned the house. I vacuumed enough dog hair to make a coat.
To make another dog?
Yeah, to make another dog. And now it's a school night and we're recording for all of our friends. This is where we are.
Yeah. I napped and cleaned house because I can clean house now.
I know your little wheel is feeling amazing.
Yes.
So you guys, she is off the crutches, off the little knee scooter deal, off the cane, out of the boot, out of the ankle brace. She's a free woman now.
Just about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like she's got some speed.
I'm trying.
Right. So Marie like parks in front of the house when she gets here because we record at my house. And usually Sean will see her first and he's like, oh, Marie's here. And so I just watch through the window and the door, the front door, so I can see when she's like, if she needs help or whatever the case. And it's, you know, for the last few weeks, it's taken some time for her to get there. And, you know, for the first couple weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, I would go out there and help you because I didn't want you to get hurt. But now, I mean, like today, for example, I'm expecting that I'm going to be standing there for a minute. And I'm like, where'd she go? And suddenly she's at the front door. I was like, holy crap. So she definitely got her speed back. It's been nice.
Trying. I'm going to try some gentle workouts at home, trying to get started back up.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I can't do right now is walk downstairs.
Right.
I can't walk down normally.
So one of the things that Marie's been trying to decide on is, should she go to physical therapy or should she not? So if you guys have any opinions on that, we would love to hear it.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. Because she's really cruising around really well, but she does have some mobility or range of motion issues going on. Yeah. But it's to be expected. I mean, this just happened really a few weeks ago.
It's been about 6 weeks.
Yeah. So it'll take time. But if you guys have any opinions you want to share with us, because people like to share opinions and we'd love to hear them, then tell us all about it. So with that, I think this is the perfect topic we're talking about. Tonight we're talking self-care. And why is it important? Because it freaking is.
Very much so.
Yeah. So we're going to just, you know, kind of touch like the very top of the iceberg, if you will, because there's so much. Like, I swear, like every topic we cover, we're like, this is just like the 101 because there's so much to know. And that's true in this case, too. And there's so much you could talk about with self-care. But that aside, before we get into self-care, because I know you guys are itching to hear about it, we have some shout-outs because we love our friends to the show. And, you know, honestly, we're in episode 11 now. 11.
I know, we're in
double digits. And that's all because of our friends. Friends to the show.
Awesome friends.
Awesome friends. So, to kick things off, and really in no particular order, we love all of you guys the same, I swear. To Sean Stacy, John Hossman, and Robert Christofferson. And I really, really apologize if I butchered anybody's name. I do not mean to. But we really want to thank you guys so much for joining us at The Media Matters. We are super duper enjoying your friendship and the stories that you guys are sharing with us. And we genuinely just appreciate you guys taking your time to tune in and follow the show and be friends with us. I mean, we appreciate every email, every contact, everything. We know you could be doing far greater things than listening to us be silly on the air. So thanks for being with us.
But we're more fun.
We are fun. We're a lot of fun. To our friends at Stranger Than, I mean, I'm not even going to explain it. You know why. We love those guys ridiculously. I do want to say thank you again to Hillbilly Horror Stories for having us on the show and to Don't Break the Oath podcast for joining us on last week's epic collaboration episode 10 when we talked about Nome, Alaska and the disappearances in Alaska and we got to meet the guys. It was such a fun episode to do.
That was fun. I enjoyed talking. Yeah,
it was a blast. And also, you know, getting to talk to Jerry from Hillbilly Horror Stories. Such amazing people. If you guys still are not following these shows, please do. I promise you it's not a waste of time. There are some other podcasts that, you know, that I've been checking out. And so I just want to give a little shout out to these guys, to Color Me Dead podcast, Knock Once for Yes, the Halloween podcast, Not Alone, Criminology, Podcasts We Listen To, Twisted Philly, Kiwi Crimes, The Black Tapes, Dead Creepy Podcast, and Let's Start a Cult. Thank you for the incredible content. You guys produce amazing shows that are, you know, there for all of us to enjoy. And I know how much work and time and dedication goes into all of that. And I appreciate it when I hear an amazing show that resonates for me. And, you know, that when I can't wait to hear the next episode, I know I'm like super hooked. And I'm like, is it Sunday already? Or, you know, whatever day it is. So, and, you know, to those of you, those podcasters that are following our show, thank you eternally, because I know it, you know, it really helps us when we work together, and we appreciate you guys being there for us, and we'll definitely be there for you. And last but definitely not least, to the always wonderful Fright Fam, including Muse and Tracy, thank you for including me in your frightening fun. I have a blast when we get together on Friday and live tweet and watch scary movies, and I look forward to Friday nights and the one after that and the one after that and the one after that. So I love all of you guys. Thank you for being with the show. We love you. So let's get down to business. I want to preface this episode by saying that nothing we discuss in this or other episodes is meant to be a substitution for proper health care. And I feel silly saying it, but I'm just going to make sure I say it. Please, please, please make sure you seek medical attention from a healthcare professional if you are in a situation that requires it. Please do not substitute proper healthcare for anything that we might be talking about. This is in addition to proper healthcare. So that said, let's get the party started.
Yes, so self-care.
What is self-care?
Well, I think you've heard me say this before, and I am a firm believer in it. We're constantly showing care and love to others, whether it be family, pets. You know, we're always making sure they're taken care of, and we usually take care of ourselves last. And so we need to look in the mirror and say, okay, how can I take care of you? And agreed. That's harder for some folks.
True. I don't have mirror conversations with myself. I've tried. It just feels so awkward. I'm like, what's up?
You don't do the whole Michael Jackson man in the mirror?
I don't. I sing in the mirror with a hairbrush.
You do?
I've won many a Grammy in the mirror. You know. Best new artist, of course.
I only sing in the shower because I sound fan-friggin-tastic in the mm-hmm, shower.
Mm-hmm. No, my singing in the mirror is usually like I am straightening my hair and I am singing over Gwen Stefani. Or like, I mean, I don't know who, maybe Drake. I mean, I sing over everybody, so it's no offense to all of you fantastic artists out there. You've not heard me sing. Not part of your self-care plan. No.
We'll do a podcast. We'll do a duet. We'll do a duet podcast. How about that?
Sorry in advance, everybody. So Marie is absolutely right. We do tend to neglect ourselves. And self-care does mean choosing behaviors that balance the effects of emotional and physical stressors. Exercising, eating healthy, getting enough sleep, which today I'm feeling the effects of improper self-care because I did not sleep well last night. So I was dragging all day and a little crankier than normal.
Aww.
I'm never really cranky, but I was just tired. And you just feel the difference, you know, like when you haven't slept well. And
oh, yeah.
You've got crap floating all over your body because you've been eating crappy and you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned, you know, 6 hours of sleep. Okay. I can function, but I'm not happy. Yeah. You know, 7 hours of sleep. Okay. I can function and I'm good. 8 hours of sleep. I'm great.
Right.
I feel good. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm usually like a 6 hour sleeper. And sometimes, I mean, I just go through these phases where I wake up at like 1, 2, 3 in the morning and I'm awake for a while. And I hate it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-mm. But I think yesterday I just, or last night, I, you know, I took a nap yesterday late in the afternoon, which I know better, but I was so tired. So it's my own fault. Don't feel bad for me. So in any event, self-care is caring for yourself in a way that balances all the areas of your life, the physical, emotional, financial, your career, and every other life. And when one area becomes unbalanced, it's easy for the other areas to follow, and then you're scrambling to recover, and you end up finding yourself in a deep hole that you can't dig yourself out of. And, you know, it's like having that messy drawer or that messy room, and you keep stuffing stuff into it, and you're like, I'll get to it later, I'll get to it later, and later comes, and you can't open the drawer, or you can't open the door, and you're looking, you know, through the crack, whatever you can see, and you're like, oh...
So you've been to my house? You've seen my drunk room?
No, you've been to mine. And it's overwhelming. You find yourself in a place where you don't even know where to start anymore. I mean, what is valuable? What's priority, excuse me, over something else? So that's why it's, you know, that's the place where you find yourself when you haven't been practicing self-care. And I lost my train of thought. I don't know where I was going with that. I have no idea. I'm thinking about that ice cream. Self-care.
Self-care. Heals bones. Ice cream.
Exactly. So, you know, I think we all just find ourselves in that place where we really just take on way too much. And I used to be really guilty of being a yes person and a, you know, what can I do to help you and to please you? And to, so I did find myself often in a position where I was so burned out and just didn't have enough left for anything. And so everything I was doing was kind of half-assed because I was tired.
So you had to learn how to set boundaries and exactly. Start saying no to exactly. People, which is hard.
It is. It's really hard. And some people are just, you know, they're offended by it or what, but you know, you really just got to learn to not care, to put yourself first, you know, not in a jerk kind of way, but
yeah, know, just make yourself politely, politely say no,
because
You can't fit everything
right
onto your plate.
Exactly. So the important thing to know about self-care is that I think we all need to understand that it's not a reward, but it's a necessary process that we all require and very much need. It's stress management and it's essential. And without it, you become overwhelmed and important tasks start to take a hit. So I know if I am running around doing all kinds of stuff, instead of making a smart meal choice, I make a poor choice because then I've reached a point where I am so hungry that I'm jittery and I can't think clearly. And I, you know, so then I'm like, oh, French fries.
Oh yeah, when I'm hungry, I reach the point of bad decisions.
Yeah, for sure. Like I should be eating grass, and instead I'm like a chocolate milkshake and supersize my fries. And then what happens? It's a vicious cycle because then I feel crappy, and then I can't think straight, and I am sleepy, and yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
But because we do become overwhelmed, those important tasks like, you know, healthy eating, they start to take a hit and you stop doing important things like going to the gym, or, you know, if you work out at home, you do that, or, I mean, all kinds of stuff. I've realized that, you know, in my rushing around, I have forgotten to like pay a bill or something. And then I'm like, oh my God, how do I have a late notice? And it's because I was too busy not paying attention to the stuff that was important.
So what's your favorite self-care practice?
Well, so my favorite self-care practice, it really depends on how I'm feeling. Some things work better than others at different times. Like I've mentioned this before. One of the things I like to do is to smudge the house, mm-hmm. and I smudge myself in the process, and that typically has me feeling pretty good immediately. And something else I really like to do is to get out in the sun
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Just get out there, and even if for a few minutes, because it is scalding hot out here in Florida. Scalding hot and humid. So even if for just a few minutes to get outside in the elements and just kind of feel it, feel that heat, feel the kind of let it burn off the yuckies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it is important to practice good self-care, because when you don't, you're less able to handle the stresses that come your way, and they're going to come. Every day, there's all kinds of stuff that's going to come your way. And when you don't take care of yourself, you're depleted. You're burned out. You're exhausted. You name it. You're going to feel all the negative effects of it. And when you practice good self-care, it leaves you in a state where you do feel your best. And it enables you to handle those stresses, both physically and emotionally, far better than you otherwise would have. You don't end up like me today, tired and cranky.
Yeah, I see self-care as being in four different categories. Just basically the four areas of your life, the four bodies: physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual. You've got to take care of all four of those areas. Take care of yourself. And I think physical, you know, we've discussed as far as exercise and eating healthy and taking care of yourself financially and whatnot. Just little things like, yeah, go ahead and wear your favorite perfume or use your favorite lotion. You know, don't save it till later, because there might not be a later. And if it makes you happy today, mm-hmm. then daggone, use it.
It's true. It's true. You know, I was just saying to Marie, we were having dinner before we recorded, because otherwise we are starving by the end of the night. Because we usually do a couple episodes a night. So that has nothing to do with the story. but I was telling her that maybe next week, instead of doing Reiki or recording or anything, we just go have fun. And even if it's sit in the sunshine or eat cookies on the couch, like, it doesn't even matter. But we've been going pretty hard with work and the podcast and Marie's injury and life in general. So I think it's important for us to just take a little break. And fortunately, Marie agreed to it. Otherwise, I was going to have to just weigh her down with food, and then she had no choice.
Carb me down with the carbonara.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not above it. I'll do it. So just, you know, I know that I've been feeling kind of all over the place and a little burned out, and it is important. I know that for the last few weeks, on like a Friday night, I say to myself, tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the beach and I'm going to sit there, even if it's like 20, 30 minutes. And then I don't, because other stuff comes up and I feel drained. I feel it. So I know it's time to do something more than just like take a little nap on the couch.
Yeah. And I think that's what I miss, having the busted foot, is just sitting on the beach. 'Cause that's my once a month, okay, screw the world. I'm sitting here in my lawn chair, mm-hmm. my feet's in the sand, grounding myself, listening to my favorite music, and watching the waves come in and just loving life. It's just like a reboot.
It's true. That's one of my favorites too.
And I feel like, okay, I can handle it now, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about the self-care as it relates to physical health. How about emotional health?
Well, that's been my challenge these last couple mm-hmm. of weeks. Being a single mom, I don't ask for help very often. I've gotten better at asking for help on things that I don't know how to do or can't do. I've gotten better at that. But I've had to work on these past couple of weeks asking for help doing things that I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And was it last? Yeah. Last week I had a meltdown. I just had a meltdown. And I realized I hadn't done that in years. And I just don't let myself be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
I think that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think and most people I know are that way.
Yeah. And my boyfriend, bless his heart, he came over and he did the dishes and he vacuumed and
he's like, oh crap, she's gonna hit me.
She's lost it. Yeah, I mean, he's known me for a long time, and I don't think he's never witnessed me having a breakdown like I had last week. Just that feeling of being helpless, and simple things like, you know, vacuuming the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ask somebody to do that. Now, you know, my daughter's been great, but she also works 11-hour days and she drives an hour away twice a week for classes. And so, and she does everything I ask her to do.
And then some. She really is an awesome kid, you guys. And, well, she's not a kid. She's a woman now. She'll always be a kid in my mind.
But, you know, she's going to be going back to college here in a few weeks, and I'll be living alone with a busted leg.
Mm-hmm.
And having to ask for that help, I didn't realize how bad I was at doing that. And I think I'm going to have to just start renting movies that make me cry, just so I can have that emotional.
Sweet Jesus. Please don't do
that. Just so I can have that emotional outburst and just that emotional cleanse not bottling things up and just letting those emotions out.
Then this episode is just for you. It is tough. I know a lot of moms, single and otherwise. I mean, and it this is not specific to moms, but I think women are pretty guilty of this, of what you're talking mm-hmm. about, where you just kind of take on the world and then you suddenly are breaking down in the corner and you're not sure what has gone wrong, but suddenly everything is wrong. And,
right.
You know, the color of your hair and the stupid color of the carpet and, you know, everything is such an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Where normally you couldn't give two craps about it. So, yeah, it's a huge deal. I find myself in that position, too, every now and then. And lately, I've been feeling that, too, where I know, well, now I can recognize that, where before it would just keep going and going and going. I'm like, why am I so pissed off and why am I so tired and why?
Right.
But now I understand. And, you know, I know we've just been, you put in a lot of work everywhere. And when you start, when you have to live by a certain schedule, whether you have kids or not. I mean, I don't have kids. I have dogs. Thank the Lord. But when you have to live by a certain schedule, you know, everything, like every minute matters. And if you're off on this, you go a little over and it messes up the next thing you got to do. And so-and-so is expecting you at a certain time and you have three conference calls and you have and you have and you have and then you don't have.
Right.
And then you're just a blubbering mess. And it's, I mean, and on top of that, on top of just everyday life for you, you have a significant injury and you've never had a broken bone before.
Never.
Especially, you know, one that is so debilitating like that, where it's not like, you know, when I broke my thumb, I can still keep, you know, trucking along and I was still able to change gears in my car. Just with like my pinky and ring finger, but I was able to do it and, you know, get around and do stuff. But when I messed up my knee and I was on crutches, I mean, Sean did so much and that was really hard. It was hard to.
Was it hard to let go of chores to him?
It was hard to let go of everything. I mean, he was driving me around for a few weeks and I had a, you know, a manual car at the time. So I just so happened to jack up my clutch leg, so there was no, you know. And I really tried to think about it. I'm like, I wonder if I could just push the clutch in with my crutches. But that would be very dumb.
That would be bad.
Yeah, very bad. So yeah, it was really tough to do that. And it was like, you know, he dropped me off at work and he'd pick me up for lunch and he'd bring me back and he'd pick me up after work and he would make my breakfast and my lunch and my dinner and my...
See, that's wonderful.
It is, but it's so hard to just be like, you go ahead, when usually the roles are reversed, where I am doing all that stuff and making the meals and, you know, not like driving him around, but... You know what I mean? Like you have a regular routine.
It gave him the opportunity to take care of you for once.
Yeah, it did. It did. And he's such a good caretaker. He's just a nice guy.
He is. He is a good guy. I will tell you this, man, when I broke my ankle, he picked me up like Prince Charming and carried me to the car so Chantel could drive me to the ER.
He did. It was delicious to see.
It's like he was my hero, still is.
He tried to pick me up today. Like, listen. I might outweigh you. Please stop that. Yeah, so it's, you know, the emotional health is, it can be really hard.
That's my weak spot.
Yeah, you find yourself in that place where you just want to cry for God knows what reason, and everything is just gigantic for no good reason. And yeah, it's tough. I don't like feeling that way. I don't know that anybody does. I really don't, yeah. You know.
It's hard, you know, learning not to bottle things up and, mm-hmm. you know, how do you express those feelings in a healthy way?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very true. I feel really blessed. I mean, I have some good people in my circle, and I don't easily share things. I keep a lot of things close to the vest, which I feel like a lot of my circle does that. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm kind of running down my list right now, but I do feel really blessed that I have people in my circle that I can talk to freely. Like, you're one for sure.
Oh,
and you know, Sean definitely. But without that, like, I don't even know where I would be, because you need an outlet.
Yes, whether you do. It's like
friends, family, journaling, something, like some kind of outlet to get it out.
Journaling's a good one. Mm-hmm. That is a real good one.
I love journaling.
Well, that's a real good one.
I don't want to say I love journaling, because that's not true, but I journal when I feel like I need to.
It's a good outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good outlet.
It is. I almost feel with journaling that I trap certain feelings. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean by trap?
Like, if I write them down, they're a permanent fixture. So if I'm writing about a bad day, that it's like forever trapped there, you know? So I don't.
So you can tear them out and burn them?
I could, or I could hit delete, because I usually use OneNote. That's where I put all my stuff.
See, I'm old school. I still have paper and pencil, mm-hmm. paper and pen.
Which I still like. I do, but I have started so many little notebooks that I have all kinds of unfinished books around here of journals. So if I put them all together, you know, I might have something valuable, but it's rare that I go back and read through them. The stuff with Reiki, anything having to deal with that, I do on occasion go back and read, but my journals, it's such a rare day. Like, I just feel like if once I get it out, I don't want to relive it again.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah, so I just kind of leave it there. So that aside,
yep.
Let's talk about self-care and how it makes you a better caregiver. Like, how does you taking care of you make you better for other people? I think that, like, literally just said it right.
Well, I mean, in order to take care of others, you can take care of others better once you take care of yourself mm-hmm. first. You're no good to other people otherwise, I believe.
It's true. I think, too, when you are constantly taking care of other people, you start to reach a point where the burnout brings on resentment.
Yes.
And suddenly the person you love is the person you hate. You're like, do your own damn dishes.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing that I discovered when my daughter went to college, there was one area of my life that I had been neglecting and really not realizing it.
Was it me?
I was neglecting you. I'm so sorry. the intellectual side. I wasn't taking time to read a book or get new hobbies or try new things, because I was busy, you know, being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And once she went to school, that's something that her freshman year, I struggled with. And I was like, well, what do I do? Okay, well, I'm going to learn how mm-hmm. to.
That's a big change.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go down to the college and enroll in a guitar class. I'm going to learn how to play bass guitar.
I'm so jelly.
that was fun. Mm-hmm. But just learning new things. And it's like, you know, I forgot how much I enjoy reading just a trash novel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's,
I agree. I love a good book.
You know, and you and I had talked about hitting some museums. I used to do that all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah, I love a good museum.
You know, 20 plus years ago. It's like, wow, I haven't been to a museum.
Mm-hmm. And Marie's only 21, everyone, so.
Yeah. But, you know, discovering your true self.
Yes, it's so important. It is. I would agree. I think in the last few years, I've gotten like that, too, where I'm thinking more about the things that I want to do and try.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right around Christmas time, you and I went and did that little painting class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, fun.
That was so much fun. It was one of the... what is it?
Was that the upside down snowman? Or no, Santa Claus?
Yeah, like the boot or whatever, and the chimney. And
yeah, Santa Claus was stuck in a chimney with his boots. Yeah,
coming down the chimney. That's what it was. Yeah,
with his boots hanging out. It was cute.
And it was such a fun night. It was like a couple hours, and she showed us the painting. I'm like, how in the hell am I going to draw that? But it was, you know, for anybody that hasn't done it, it was so like basic step by step. And they had wine and, you know, whatever. And it was just such a good time.
Oh, yeah. And pasta.
Carbohydrates. They hydrate. It's right on the name.
I don't think it works like that.
You don't know. So it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I'm totally with you. Like, you know, kind of get outside of the norm. Yeah. And do things like that that you don't do every single day. Like, I mean, we wouldn't hit up a museum every day. But if we did it, like, you know, once every couple months or so.
Right.
It's such a nice treat.
Yeah. Or like, what, a couple of weeks ago, we went to that musical.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We went down and saw the local group down here put on a show called Sister Act. And they did a great job.
Yeah, we have a state college here in town, and they do a lot of theater there. And I've been to a few shows, maybe a couple shows, and that one was very, very good. That evening also included pasta.
There's a theme going on here.
Maybe some shots, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's so important to do things like that and get out of your normal routine and really break things up and shake it up. And I mean, just that, you know, that one night, few hours, kind of go just do something different. Just a girl's night. Mm-hmm. Just go do something different and not be responsible for putting someone in bed or doing dishes or paying a bill, or you just leave all that alone and go do something that makes you laugh and makes you happy.
Right.
Super important. And when you do things like that, it does make you a better caregiver, because then you are more balanced. You're not feeling burned out. You've done something to replenish your reserves.
Right. You've done something to make yourself happy.
Mm-hmm. You put something in your little bank account. You put something in, and then you've got something to draw from for a little while.
Oh, right.
Yeah, don't go negative.
No.
It's not good, but... It's super important, and it's often overlooked. You know, just self-care in general is so overlooked. And I do think people look at it as a luxury, and it is just not. It's a necessity.
You're right. You're right. And there's another area, spiritually.
Yes.
Taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, personally, I've done okay with that. Because I wanted to make sure that, you know, my daughter, I grew up with a dad who was raised Baptist and a mom who was raised Buddhist. And as a result, they agreed to not push their religion on me. So as a result, I grew up with neither one, and, I had to figure things out on my own. And I didn't want my daughter to grow up like that. So when she was born, I joined the church down the street, which happened to be Lutheran. And we loved it. Great people. But really, I feel like lately and through Reiki and whatnot, I've really become even more fulfilled spiritually. So I think it's important for everyone to figure out what your beliefs are, mm-hmm. you know, through prayer and meditation and just slow down and just be and, you know, figure out what honors your spirit and what's good for you. And I think that's just, I think we've both grown leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. I've grown a little more than you have. Just kidding. I agree. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've been more drawn to spirituality for sure. I mean, I grew up with my grandma who was a Jehovah's Witness. And prior to that, she was Catholic, which I wasn't around for that. By the time I came around, she was already a Jehovah's Witness. So for the years that I spent living with her, it was, Kingdom Hall and all of those things. And I didn't understand it. I was little. But as I got older and I kind of started exploring other things, I did feel a little bit of guilt about, I did know some of the rules, if you will, about the Jehovah's Witness religion. So trying to transition into another religion, non-denominational or whatever, it was a little challenging because I did feel the guilt of, I'm going against what's right or what I'm supposed to be doing or what I was taught to do. But, I slowly, just in time, I started to let that stuff go and just learn on my own, just like we talk about on the show, don't take our word for it. Go, let this be one of the things you explore, but definitely go do more research and go find out what other people have to say about this, because we're definitely not the answer.
Right. And I remember one of my favorite things that I believe it was in college, a class about religion, and it was about all the religions. Mm-hmm. It was about the Catholics and the Muslims and the Buddhists and just how it's so fascinating how they're all different, but the core of it is so similar. And it's just, religion's just one of those fascinating topics.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have explored other religions as I've gotten older and not enough to say, oh, this is the one for me. I really just feel a connection to God and the universe and, just as a whole, since accepting, I don't know if gifts is the right word, but, accepting the things that I can do, the clairvoyance and clairaudience and,
right.
All the clairs and connecting with, spirit and whatnot. So I do feel, a very deep connection now and a closeness. Like I used to feel like I was close to God, always pray and do devotionals and all of that right. stuff, learn the Bible. But I do feel a different kind of closeness now.
Yes.
Because I do see a lot more love and light in everything.
Yes.
And everything. There's a lot more forgiveness in my eyes now than there used to be, and a lot more understanding. And so that helps me overall in, caring for my spirituality. And I do love to read, and some of the stuff I love to read is about spirituality and, the different stances that people have and different feelings about it and just what they all bring, because one of the things I struggled with for a long time is, well, how do you know your religion is the right one? Every religion says it's the right one, So I was always terrified of like, oh my God, what happens when I cross over? God's going to be like, you chose wrong. but that's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
At least not in my human mind.
No.
It's not how it works. That's not my understanding of it. And I just really feel like there's so much love and light all around in this plane and the other planes. And it's not about hurting you or judging you. It's about loving you.
Exactly.
And accepting you. So yeah, that's a self-care and spirituality 101.
Right.
So how does one practice self-care, Marie?
How do you feel that day?
Exactly.
How do you feel that day? When I'm reaching the end of my rope, I know that I'm going to go home and fill up my bathtub with hot water and Epsom salts and whatever essential oil that I need at that moment. Usually it's lavender. Light some candles and have my little own spa moment.
Mm-hmm. Listen to some Dave Matthews.
and it's just that feeling of when I first get into that tub, and it's just like every care, every stress in the world has mm-hmm. just evaporated away. Mm-hmm. And I even took a, instead of going out and buying one of those, spa pillows, mm-hmm. I took a, one of those noodles that you use in the pool, mm-hmm. cut that in half, wrap them suckers together with a rubber band at the end, put a towel around it, and instant pillow.
Really?
Yep.
That's genius.
Yep. My little $1 bath pillow.
Oh, I like.
Yep. Lay there and just, it's wonderful.
It sounds wonderful. And every now and then I take an Epsom salt bath. It really might be like twice a year. I hate baths. I do. Maybe it's my bathtub. Since like teen years, have not liked baths. Maybe it was like it started with the hauntings. Oh. I don't know, but I always feel so vulnerable laying in a bathtub, and I have to take the curtain and curl it up on the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Because I need full visibility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll leave the curtain open.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't do it. Every now and then I will do it because I really absolutely need it. But I just, when I was working out hard and my muscles were yelling and screaming at me with that lactic acid, I was like, suck it up. Because I'm not getting in a bathtub with Epsom salt. Not going to happen. So, no, every now and then I'll do it, but a bath is not like...
So what's your go-to self-care?
It depends on the day. It really does. Okay, so today I was tired and all that, whatever. And so in preparation for our recording session tonight, I decided to come home and get in the shower and wash my hair. And just kind of like wash it all off. And that's how I always feel when I like shower at the end of the day. I'm like, I'm washing it all off, good and bad. And just let that water run over me. And I've talked about this before where I envision the colors of the chakras mm-hmm. just washing over my entire body. And I envision it kind of washing inside and out, just really taking me over and balancing everything, and it really does feel so nice.
I will tell you, that's probably one of the number one thing I miss is just a good old fashioned hot shower. Yeah, with my leg. Yeah. I mean, that first week sucked because mm-hmm. I'm sitting on a little stool in the shower with one leg mm-hmm. hanging out, and I mean, thank goodness I have one of those shower heads with a detachable that you can hold in your hand.
Right, I do too. I love them.
Okay, no, every single woman should have one.
Oh no, where is this going?
But
earmuffs.
But I mean, thank God I have that. And I've got the little stool and I can shower. Mm-hmm. But there's something to be said just having that shower head up there and just washing over you.
Yes.
I miss that.
It's so nice that. I know for me that really at the end of the day, I just love standing under that running water and just it really. And I think almost every time I'm standing under that running water, I'm just so grateful. And I think about how lucky I am to be, standing to have running water and electricity. Right. So I have light in my bathroom and I have a towel to dry off with and clothes to put on after. And I mean, it really is. I've been doing that for years. It never, ever, escapes me how lucky we are to have these things that we just take for granted every day. So I feel like for me, gratitude is definitely part of self-care.
Yes.
I really do. I really give thanks for everything that we have, you know, a bed and pillows and sheets and pillowcases and blankets and AC. You know, I'm like, how miserable would we be without AC in this Florida weather?
Right. We are lucky.
Mm-hmm. Super lucky. So I do go through that little, that little gratitude session when I'm standing there, and I don't know what it is. You know, water is such a beautiful conduit of energy. So I think that's why, you know, when I'm standing there in that water, it really reminds me of so many incredible things and so many things that I'm blessed to have. So I think that's...
Do you find that you get your best ideas in a shower because you're so relaxed and your mind's just opened?
I find that I carry on a whole lot of conversations in the shower. So... I tell people off.
Is that where you yell at me? It's in the shower.
I'm like, get your over here so we can go eat. No, I do a lot of, that's my journal. Just figured it out. It's the damn shower. My shower. Awesome. It holds a lot for me. It's my ride or die because it knows a lot.
So if this shower could talk.
For sure. I just realized that I do. I carry on a lot of conversations in the shower. Positive and negative. I do a lot of manifesting in the shower. I do a lot of just getting crap off my chest in the shower. If you're on the receiving end, you're lucky to not get to receive that. Because I gets down when I'm going off on somebody.
Do you need the handheld shower?
I have one. I do. I have one. And I am just, you know, scrubbing down with my loofah and I am going to town on somebody or, you know, whatever.
You know, be careful. You're going to rub your skin off.
I know. It's that emotion. So, yeah, it depends on the day. One of the things that makes me happy, like, 1000% of the time is hugging my dogs. Oh my God, those guys are delicious. And if I could love them and rub on them all day long, I'd probably do it. They're so yummy.
Oh, you miss your puppies when you're at work.
I do. I come home and I think I'm more excited to see them. They are to see me.
Does your tail wag?
It does. And then I'm like, hey, babe. Yeah, there's something about that energy. And that's another thing that I, you know, if I have slept pretty well and even some nights that I don't, I get up in the morning with my dogs and they get up with me and we go through a little ritual where my lab wears jammies. And that's that's a story for another time.
And he's so friggin' adorable.
He is delicious. Like he lifts his paws so I could put him in like the little armholes.
He loves his jammies.
He does.
He puts his little head in the pajamas and he's ready to go to bed.
It's not for cute, you guys. I don't dress my dogs up. It's not. It has an actual purpose. But that aside, so we get up in the morning, we go out into the living room and I take his pajamas off and they go outside. But what's so awesome to me is they wake up every morning and their tails are going like crazy. Like, they're just so happy to be awake. And it's hard to be in a bad mood around that.
Right, when their little rudders are going.
Right. I love it. And Huey, our lab, he's like running to get a baby and he's, you know, squeaking away and just happy, like pouncing around. And they're, you know, so it's so infectious. I love that energy. And so I always just, I reach down and I hug them so tight and I, you know, rub on their tummies and scratch their ears and stuff because it just makes my soul so happy. That is good energy.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're adorable.
They are. They're just animals in general. I mean, I think Marie was kind enough to get me back on Pinterest. So, you know,
I'm sorry.
Now that I'm back on Pinterest, one of the things I look at is all these like animal pictures. And so now it's like on my feed. And every time I go into Pinterest, it's like 100 pictures of like dogs and elephants and tigers and
cuteness overload. Right?
And then there's like one picture of a mason jar. But it makes me so happy. Like, they're just the most beautiful, innocent creatures.
Honest.
Mm-hmm.
Honest.
Animals in general. Yes. So there's just something so magical about them. So I love looking at those pictures. I love, you know, I can't handle the sad stuff or the, you know.
No.
I have to skip right past it because it hits me so hard. Right. So.
And I think that that's part of the self-care also is, mm-hmm. is keeping that sadness and drama out of your life.
Yes.
Because I think that's another thing that's happened these last couple of years is just ending and ending some relationships that were just drama filled.
Yeah, you they're know? Unhealthy.
Right. You don't need that in your life.
No, you don't. And it's
not everybody's as happy as a dog.
No, that's true. Most times I prefer my dogs to people. I really do. They just, you know, they don't come with all that extra crap. But
right.
No, I agree with you. And I think maybe a couple years ago would have been surprised at who ended up not making the cut. But now, you know, looking back, I'm like, you know, there's been growth and, you know, transformation and stuff. So it was coming.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make me sad. It really doesn't. I'm just like, well, you know, it just naturally dissolved. It is what it is. And
yep. They say you got to let go of the old and make room for the new.
Agreed. Agreed. I also find, you know, time alone is really good. It can be good. Not too much. Too much of anything. Like, too much of anything, and that's not good.
Right. Moderation.
But time alone can be really good. Every now and then, I mean, Sean doesn't like it when I do this, but every now and then I go to the movies alone, and I just love to go. And even if it's like a scary movie, I can do it. I can get down. But I love going to the movies, and he doesn't want to go to every one of them with me. And he's a movie whore just like I am. But if he doesn't want to go, like, I'm totally fine going on my own. And it's just a nice little outing. And I go and hang out. And it's me and my enormous bucket of popcorn and my fizzy water. And I am a happy girl. Super happy. Or like an early morning, like early Saturday morning trip to Target makes me happy. Makes me happy. It's just, you know, what talks to you, what resonates for you, what makes your soul sing.
Yeah. What makes you feel good? What makes you happy?
Yeah. I had breakfast with my mom and my little brother this past weekend, and it was so awesome just to hang out with them. And, you know, my parents are super busy too. My little brother is playing sports and in high school and stuff, so I don't get to see him as much as I want to, but When you can take that time out and just really reconnect for a little bit, it's just so, I mean, it really made my day to hang out with them. Or, you know, we get together and we record an episode or we do Reiki, and that's another outlet for me. And even if at the end of the night I'm so wiped out and tired, like, I had so much fun.
It was still time well spent.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. It's important to do those things. And I look forward to it. I mean, I have it on my calendar. Usually on Mondays is when Maria and I are getting together. And, you know, that's not including all the extra stuff like the ghost hunting and museum visiting. But it's important. It's really important stuff. So, you know, one of the things I want to get into is yoga. I mean, I've done it in the past and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to do the sweaty yoga. I just want to, like, I don't want to be in that, you know, hot ass room with, you know, 1,000 degrees, and that is not fun to me.
No, I've tried yoga. I probably need to give it another shot.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, right? Like restorative yoga, like that kind of stretch your muscles.
And yeah. I went to a yoga class for a few weeks, a couple years ago, and gave it a shot, and I didn't get out of it what I wanted to get out of it. Mm-hmm. But now, having been through Reiki and meditating and things like that, I feel like I want to give it another shot because I'm going at it with a different mindset.
Me too. I enjoyed it in the past. I have done it since and didn't really enjoy it as much. But now I am feeling that calling, just a little bit of, you know, alone time to go through some stretches and spend that time just me with my body and, you know, kind of get to know it and familiarize myself again. And I mean, it's been I think a little over a year since I've worked out, and I ended up with some bad injuries and I was lifting heavy weights. And so I jacked myself up a little bit and had to take a year off. Well, now it's been more than a year. So I do want to, you know, as much as I enjoyed that, there will be a place for that in the future. But I do want to start with something like that that's, you know, a little on the mellow side and just gives me some time to align my body and stretch it out and be calm.
Yeah. The yoga classes that I've attended, I think that what I enjoyed out of it was just hanging out with friends. Mm-hmm. That was the fun of it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the yoga itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that too. I'm thinking I will be yogaing in my living room with YouTube. That's probably all in my dogs. That's what I'll be doing. So
downward dog with the Huey.
Takes on a whole new meaning.
I will laugh if they start copying you.
Oh God. And if anyone will, it'll be him, because, you know, that's just how he gets down. So some of the other things, you know, before we completely, you know, run out of time and keep talking about yoga, some of the other things that you guys can consider is, you know, like Marie said, take a bath. Do things that make you feel good. If that's deep condition your hair, get a pedicure, a manicure, nourish your skin, get a massage. Oh my God, I love a good massage.
Oh gosh, me too.
That will bring me right back down like nothing else. Like, I just feel I am happy and grounded and in the clouds all at once.
Yes.
It's so nice. I know for me in the past, I used to do a lot of walking, and that would make me feel so good because it wasn't walking for time. It wasn't speed walking. It was just a nice chill walk with my dogs. And in the process, I ended up losing a ton of weight, which was awesome, but it wasn't for that. It was just to get out and walk those guys. And I found that I was relaxed. And, you know, who knew, it was lowering my cortisol levels, and, you know, a nice chill walk can do a lot of things for you. You can dance, you can hike, swim, make somebody hug you. You can play with animals, you can clean and organize your space, which is so good for your soul. And cleaning and organizing your space has a lot to do with where you are mentally and emotionally.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot to be said for feng shui and and everything like that.
Yes, it is. I really feel, when I'm feeling like I have no control and I'm feeling anxious and stressed and, you know, just very tense, cleaning a space really does wonders for me.
And it makes you feel good.
It does. It really does. It just feels like the air and the energy can flow freely. It makes me feel good. So in addition to that, Marie brought up a really good point, and that's taking time to do new things so you can learn new skills. You can go to a painting class like we did, or go to some museums, or, I don't know, take up a new sport. I mean, you know, whatever it is, just think outside the box. Just do things that you don't normally do. Don't hurt yourself, but do some fun things that you don't normally do. We've talked before in another episode, I think, about like the adult coloring books. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good way to relieve some stress and kind of reconnect with yourself. I like to do stuff like that, or play, like, you know, those hidden object games. Like it's like a little mystery story online, and you have to like find the kettle and the whatever. And
right. And it's hidden among other objects, or
in a messy drawer or room. Yes. So I like to do that stuff, and I'll have like music playing, and I'm singing along, and I'm finding the freaking kettle and the whatever. And like, it just, you know, it distracts me for a little bit and gives me some time just to not think about my schedule.
You know what I miss? Those search a word puzzles where you'd have to circle the word.
I see those everywhere.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
We should get some of those.
Yeah. I just now thought about that when you said that.
The crosswords, like the fill in the blank ones, those are frustrating. But the search a word, yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
We should do that. Look, we just self-cared.
Finding new ways to relax.
I know. So in addition to all of those things, you guys, you can, I find disconnecting from electronics.
Yes.
If I can shut down for a little while, that works wonders for me. And I mean, like, let me rephrase. I don't completely shut down. I'll, like, turn the TV off and, you know, turn it. I end up inevitably with, like, YouTube meditation music or something.
Right.
But everything else, like, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm like, I don't want to be involved in a texting conversation right now. I don't want to be, you know, hearing my email chime and getting all those notifications. I just don't. I want to be, you know, in this space where I have this calm music on and I'm doing whatever. I'm cleaning or I'm coloring or I'm just laying on the couch, you know, hanging out with my dogs and my husband or whatever. So yeah, disconnecting from electronics.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Meditation, which we've talked about before, and meditation is amazing for so many different things and absolutely one of my go-tos for self-care. It really just balances everything for me.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. And not always in one session, but I typically walk away from a meditation feeling 80% better at least.
80%?
Mm-hmm. At least. At least. So I'm like, I made progress. You can light a candle or many. Be safe, though. Don't leave them unattended, please.
Yeah, because like if you have cats that walk over them and their little furry bellies catch on fire and they mm-hmm. stand there and look at you like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Oh, in line with that is a bonfire. Marie hosts bonfires when the weather is, you know, weather permitting. And it is so relaxing in her backyard.
Yeah, we've had some mm-hmm. good nights around the burn pit.
We have. It is so chill and under a full moon. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm looking forward when the weather breaks and we can do that again.
Yeah. Yep.
The skeeters are gone and mm-hmm. we can just chill out.
Those damn mosquitoes. If you haven't been to Florida, you don't know what we're talking about. Just now you can feel sorry for us because they are a bunch of buttholes. So you can spend time with positive people. And talk about positive and uplifting things, you know, if
like self-care.
Mm-hmm. If politics gets your blood boiling, don't talk about that.
Right.
Don't talk about who dented your car.
Yeah, I'd like to find out who did that.
Oh, I forgot about that. It must have been like way in the back of my mind.
Who dented my car?
Mm-hmm. So don't talk about things that bring you down, but just, you know, watch a funny movie or tell jokes or, you know, whatever it is. But spending time with positive people is always, it does it for me. I love it. I mean, I don't know who doesn't. So you can journal, you can write a list of gratitude or, you know, say your gratitudes out loud. Like, you know, like I talked about when I'm in the shower, when I get out of the shower, whatever it is. I mean, just for every little thing, I really do feel so much gratitude. I just, you know, I appreciate everything I have. And I definitely don't feel like that every day. I'm no saint, but.
You know what I appreciate?
Is it staring at my face for an hour?
I appreciate you, my dear.
I appreciate you.
You've been so good to me.
You've been good to me. All right, we got to go, guys. We got to go get to each other. So in all seriousness, you know, we've talked about Reiki before. Reiki is really good for self-care, like a massage and aromatherapy. I do aromatherapy every night. When I go to bed, I turn on my, what's that little thing called?
The diffuser?
Thank you. The diffuser. And I usually use the same oil until it runs out. I love using lavender oil. And it just, you know, the sound of the diffuser really chills me out. And the, you know, that beautiful lavender scent or whatever I have in there, it just... It's awesome. It's part of my night routine. That and incense.
What's your favorite incense?
Frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah?
That's my favorite one. And I will have to put the link in the show notes as soon as I upload the show notes. But I will put the link for the ones that I order on Amazon because they are my absolute favorite. And those are the ones I gave you before. Remember I gave you that little...
Yeah.
Cardboard mm-hmm. tube of... Yes. Yeah, those are my absolute favorite. And they run... I mean, they burn for like... It's like 45 minutes plus.
Nice.
Which is so nice because some only go like 10, 15 minutes.
Yes.
But these go for a while and they smell so good. Or maybe I'm just used to it. I don't know. Because when I first got them, I was like, oh, I don't know. but I do love it. So that's part of my night routine, which is part of my self-care. If I skip one of those, I don't feel totally relaxed.
Are you cranky pants?
No. I just feel like I get in the bed and I'm watching TV. And here's another one of my nightly things that I love to do. It's like three shows that I like to rotate between. And I go through phases and watch one more than the other every now and then. And it's Friends on Nick at Night. The other is, oh, maybe I have four. Friends, Gilmore Girls, Golden Girls, and Murder, She Wrote. At night, like, I am all about it. And the other night, I was sitting in my bed and I'm like, what is up with me and older white women? Like, I have this thing with these older white women. So those are my shows. I love them.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I have. I mean, just last night I was watching Golden Girls and there's like 80 on my DVR. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, wow.
But that, you know, that retro 80s house they live in and the dirty jokes they're always telling, you know, I love it.
Oh, anything's 80s is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I could not agree more. So those are our tips and tricks and the things we like to do. And I really hope you guys took some good stuff away from this. And if you guys have any ideas, any of the things that really work for you, feel free to share them with us. We want to know, and we will share it with all the listeners out there, because I don't think you can ever have enough really good things that you do to take care of your soul. I don't. Self-care is so, so important. So make sure you're making time to take care of yourself in whatever way that is. Obviously, healthy ways. And the purpose is to bring balance. Don't go run up a credit card because you want to feel good, because that's not going to feel good.
No, because there is the whole financial piece. Don't spend more than you make. That's not good.
No, it's not good. So make your soul happy and, you know, absolutely share with us, you know, some of your own personal stories and how you've overcome some of your own stresses and your anxiety, and share what makes your soul sing.
Yeah. Share what makes you happy and things that you've discovered.
Yeah. We want to hear about it. So yeah, you guys, send us your stories, send us your questions. If you guys have episode suggestions, anything you want us to talk about, let us know. Contact us at themediummatters.com, and make sure you listen and subscribe to the show on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher, and leave us a stellar review, because we're so amazing and we love you. So we really do love to read your reviews and see who's following the show. I mean, it really means the world to us because we work so hard. And, you know, for upcoming events and shows and show notes and blog posts, you can also check out the website at themediummatters.com. And don't forget that you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Media Matters. And that is all that I have. Are you done? Marie's done. Marie's hungry. Oh, God. You guys, we really do love you. We appreciate that you guys hang with us. And, you know, we really just enjoy your friendship. Thank you for tuning in. And you know what, you guys? We're that much closer to Halloween. And you know what that means? We are bringing the nitty gritty 2 times a week. Right, Marie?
Retro.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing the scary every Tuesday and every Thursday in the month of October.
I am so wearing the amethyst.
Marie is afraid already. If you guys have any paranormal, scary, creepy topics you want us to cover for the month of October, make sure you contact us at themediummatters.com. Let us know, or let us know on Twitter or Facebook, whatever. Get the message to us. Carrier pigeon. Make sure we know about it, because we want to make sure we're covering content that you guys want to hear. So the month of October is going to be super exciting. Halloween is one of my absolute favorite holidays. And poor Marie, she's in for a freaking treat, because it's going to be nonstop creepy. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my gosh. What have I got myself into?
Mm-hmm. Good luck to you, buddy. Good luck to you. So with that, you guys, thank you again so much for joining us on another bomb.com episode of The Media Matters. Don't forget to follow us, subscribe, you know, smoke signal, whatever. We really do love you guys. We appreciate you. And we're going to keep churning out the awesome content just for you.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Love and light. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
What happens when two...
I found this adoption agency.
...turns into five.
She comes with two younger siblings.
In an instant.
Three kids?
And one?
From the creators of Daddy's Home...
We might have a little bit of a knack for this.
Oh, no!
I beg to differ.
...comes Instant Family, the feel-good movie for everyone.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Thanks, Daddy.
Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Should we give them a kiss goodnight?
You guys are overthinking this.
Rose Byrne and Octavia Spencer. Instant Family. In cinemas February 14. Certificate 12A. Book tickets now.